We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brewers get three out of four against the Pirates. A quick two-game series with the Detroit Tigers coming up beginning this evening. The Bucks, they fall in the opener to the Miami Heat in the semis, and we have got a lot to talk about. Packers training camp continues on. We'll get into that discussion coming up after the bottom of the hour. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Talking some more Brewers baseball right now, though. Bringing in Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. And Adam, let's start out with the trade first and foremost. So, give me your thoughts as you know, and I was reading your piece because they can't really name the players as of yet. But once you started to put it together, David Phelps, a pretty good bullpen arm, but was it the right thing or the smart thing to do?
Well, look, it's trying to maximize the asset, I think. That's the phrase we use a lot with David Stearns and with GMs today. And David Stearns said that early on in this trade season, once GMs finally started talking trades, remember, first they were really focused on just keeping everybody healthy and on the field and COVID protocol and all that kind of stuff. But once they got into trade talks, David Phelps was the name that over and over and over he heard from other GMs. It was one of several names, but some of those others were some of their controllable young pitchers that they were not motivated to move. But Phelps, on 1 year and an option, they were open to the idea of trying to get something for the farm system because they felt like they could fill in around David Phelps. And, you know, look, what they got, was it the right move? We're not going to know for 4 years, 5 years. It's one of those trades like the one that a lot of people brought up yesterday, and it's accurate. It's the Adam Lind trade where they got three teenage pitchers. Who the heck knows if that was a good trade or not for years afterwards? And it turns out that one of those pitchers was Freddy Peralta. So that's a deal they would make again in a heartbeat. If they can get one, you know, good big league arm out of this trade, I think they would feel good about it for a guy who was, a Brewer for a month. So
yeah.
The logic's a little tough to get your head around because, you know, they're a game out of a playoff spot. Everything they talk about is trying to make the playoffs this year, going for it. Phelps was, they could have had him for next year if they wanted at $4.5 million. So it's a little hard to get your head around the logic of subtracting from a team, but it was all about just the interest and feeling like you had something valuable there for the big picture. And then again, it's a vote of confidence in some of the other guys, including Devin Williams, who was awesome again last night.
He was. I'm glad you mentioned that. The one thing that was discussed was the fact that they did not get a bat. And yeah, there was some thoughts that they would and try to bolster that offense in some way, shape, or form. And it looks like David Stearns tried and tried and tried, just couldn't pull off a deal.
Yeah, and there's not many examples of David Stearns talking about a deal that wasn't made. So I think that it shows you, A, that he really thought it was going to happen, that he was going to get a bat. He said up to 255, which is 5 minutes before yesterday's deadline, he thought they were going to make a trade for a bat. It also shows you, I think, that there's some sensitivity to the notion that they were, you know, sellers or that they were punting on this season. And I think it was his way to kind of push back on that and say, look, I was, you know, trying to add something to an offense that has been the clear weakness of this team. So it was a rare example of him talking about a move that was in the works, but that he didn't make. And, you know, everyone wants to know who the bat was. I would love to know who the bat was. I think it's more complicated than that. I think it's more like there were a couple of bats that they were in on and had talks. And, you know, you'd have to kind of go through the list and see which guys you think fit the Brewers. But the hard part is any bat would have fit what the Brewers need. I mean, Brian Goodwin went to the Reds late. There's a guy who would easily fit with the Brewers. You know, they're down some outfielders right now with Garcia banged up with the ankle and Ryan Braun still dealing with this back, which is just, it's chronic, it's ongoing. There's days he's not going to play like yesterday. Great spot for him late in the game. He just couldn't play yesterday. So an outfielder would have helped, but you could also find plenty of spots for an infielder on this team, especially with the DH to move Keston Hira into. So it's hard to know which bat or bats they really prioritized, but I think the bottom line is they recognize that the offense just has to be better. And the bottom line now that they didn't make a move is that it's just on these players to get to their career norms, to find a way to create the energy, whatever the reason is that they're not there. More than one of them needs to, you know, climb to get there, or they're going to have a really hard time to make the postseason.
Are you seeing, offensively speaking, are you seeing signs that they're coming out of this? There's a different level of the possibility of consistency there?
Well, you know, you see it sort of all over the place if you're looking for it. And I think, you know, for Andy Haynes and Craig Counsell, they're looking for things to be optimistic about, that these players with track records and a history and some again, though, the numbers on the back of their baseball card, reasons to believe that they're getting there. And I think Eric Sogard's a good example. Yes, he, you know, the home run, the walk-off homer is the clearest example of a sign maybe that he's coming out of it. But I think if you just look at even his outs, there's a lot louder outs. And I mean, Brewers fans are used to seeing Eric Sogard really struggle because he ended his last tenure playing just really poorly. He is, this season, he's hitting really poorly. At least early he was getting on base. Now he's not been getting on base. But, you know, when he swings the bat, he's a dangerous player. I mean, he doesn't, maybe because he looks like, you know, he's got the glasses, he's got the Clark Kent look going on. People don't think this guy can be a dangerous hitter, but you just look at the numbers last year, the performance, and he's a dangerous hitter. So I think he's one example of a guy that could make a huge difference in this offense if he could start getting some hits. Because Jerko's been hitting the lefties, which is good. If Sogard can start hitting the righties a little bit, all of a sudden they've got something going at third base. And I think that's just one example around the diamond where there are signs lately, the line drives, just the solid contact, and more contact is a sign that they would point to as, you know, getting out of it. But again, how many games left now? 27, is it? It's hard for things to normalize when the whole season is so condensed. And, you know, is there just going to be enough time for Yelich, for Sogard, for Hira, all over the roster? I mean, you can name the whole team to get their numbers back close to where they want them to be.
Talking with Adam McCabe of Brewers.com and MLB.com. Adam, this was exactly what they wanted. They wanted to extract a little bit of revenge after getting swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. As much as I want to jump on the, hey, maybe they've put the train back on the track bandwagon, we've seen this, where they'll go into a series and just completely lay the egg and then come out of it. Are we just looking at a team that's just going to battle for 500 and then get through this season and hopefully they make the postseason? And if they don't, it's okay. It's a little bit of a retool. Or, as you said, this team is trying to, quote, go for it. Cincinnati's trying to, quote, go for it. The Cubs are trying to go for it. So are the Cardinals. So where are the Brewers in this and the fact that it's just been such an up-and-down, inconsistent season?
Well, you know, one thing, the Cardinals didn't make a move. They kind of stuck with what they had. But, you know, your point is well taken, that step one for the Brewers needs to be get over 500. They have not been over 500 yet this year. And early on, they were there, and then they couldn't win that game to put them over. I think they were 0 for 7 in games that could have put them over 500. So Look, I mean, it's possible for teams to make the postseason this year under 500. Probably going to happen with all the clubs that are, you know, in 16 of 30 teams in. And the Dodgers making things lopsided by winning every game they play. And the Padres apparently trying to do that. So it's possible to get in with a sub 500 record. I don't think anyone wants to do that. And I think step one for the Brewers, it's got to be get over 500. So, you know, Detroit, a couple, they're actually playing pretty well. Then Cleveland, they won't have to get Mike Clevinger because the Indians traded Mike Clevinger. And then I think Detroit again on the backside of that. So, you know, the schedule is a point where it's, you know, maybe some teams that the Brewers can beat, although Cleveland's no pushover. But still, it's you look to spot. They just need to get over 500. I mean, the bottom line is they're looking for a little roll, and they have not had it yet. And I think, you know, the way to start is to get yourself a winning record and then see what happens from there.
Always good to chat. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
All right. See you, Bill.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's our good friend Adam McAlvey joining us for a couple of minutes and joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.